We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop.
Specky McGee and the Best of Oz. Written by Felice Arena and Gary Lyon and read by Stig Weems. Yeah. The crowd groaned as one. It had taken less than 30 seconds for the Aussies to score.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Not even a minute into the game and the Australian team has put the fear of God into their opponents. This series is alive, people. Grubb Gordon is a genius and just maybe on the back of Simon McGee, that 18-point margin from the first test might be gone by half-time.
Specky felt like he was flying. Playing in goals had been a novelty, but now he was running freely again. He knew that this was where he belonged, out in the middle of the action, where he could involve himself in so much more of the game. The Irish team was in complete disarray. On the advice of Brother O'Donnell, they had left out three of their smallest, quickest players and replaced them with big, slow defenders. Their coach spent the first half reshuffling his side, trying to cope with the Aussie forward line. And it was becoming clear that the Irish coach was struggling to find the perfect matchup on Specky. He could always turn to their champion, Eamon O'Sullivan, to do the job, but if he moved O'Sullivan on McGee, that would leave no one up forward. The Irish's team's main style of play was based on an attacking game, not a defensive one. So no matter the score, they couldn't risk moving their number one gun on Specky. Not yet. Specky knew he was reading the ball beautifully, and it felt as though Skull, Brian and Jeffy could read his mind. They were always where he needed them to be, exactly when he needed them to be there. With 2 minutes to go in the first half, the Aussies led by 14 points, just 4 points behind on aggregate.
We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop.